Come on, you can do it. Okay, we're looking at update 3, which is in the update function PHP, and we're looking at update 3. Now, I've got up here update 3 test, which is what I lots of times do when I'm playing with things. But this is what I want you to put into yours so that you too can play with this particular part. So the very first line, I added a line that says print underscore R what's in the post. And I honestly think it will help you understand it if you keep seeing what's in the post. So the program's the same except for that one addition. Right after I start PHP, I said print underscore R parenthesis dollar sign underscore post. And so that shows the contents of the post array. Okay, so if you go in and add that to yours, then you too can see it, or you can see it up here, whichever one you want. Okay, so I started, and right now, notice that it's got the array with the parenthesis, and that's what you're seeing there, which shows that it is now empty. Okay, so there's nothing in the post array because I haven't sent anything. So the post array is now empty. Okay, and you can see it over there that it's now empty. And when I do something that involves a post, that will change. Okay, so what I've got here, if is set post state. Okay, so it first put out, right at the very beginning, it put out that the array was empty. And now that's what I'm checking. And there's a variety of ways that we've looked at that you can check it. The last one was array key exists, I think. This one is set. So if you look at my examples, there's a variety of ways that I did it. Inset's probably one of the easier ones to understand. So I'm asking if is set the state field within the post. Okay, so I'm asking if what I posted has something in the state field. Okay, and I'm actually asking the negative of that. So if it's not set. So if it's not set, I'm going to go and do first page. Okay, and it's not set because we've seen that it was empty when I first came in, and this is the second statement. So it's not set, so I'm going to go and do first page. Okay, so when I scroll down to first page, there's first page. First page receives a message if I have one for it to send, and then I basically put up the screen. Okay, so that's what I'm doing there, is putting up the screen. And the screen looks like this. Okay, so notice the disabled. I've disabled everything except Drive ID. Okay, so they get to enter the drive ID, and then they get to choose whether they want to do an add, change, or delete. Okay, so they get to enter the drive ID, all the rest of the things are disabled, okay, and then they get to choose whether they want to do an add, change, or delete. So I'm going to put in the drive numbers that are valid are 100, 200, 300. So I'm putting in a 300 and saying that I want to change that. Okay, so I'm going to change the record that has a drive ID of 300. And then I say submit. Okay, so at this point, I have got now the post array has something in it. The drive ID is 300 because that's what I ended. The action is change because that's what I ended. And the state is zero because that's what I put into it. And hidden means they can't see the state. State is something I'm using to kind of keep track of stuff. Okay, so when I hit process, it went in. And now I've got the information that was sent over with the post array. So it sent over the 300, it sent over the action of change, and it sent over the state of zero. Okay? And I think seeing that, seeing what it's actually got is helpful. And that's why I put the print R in there. Okay? So, again, when a form is submitted, if you haven't told it what to go to another page, it reloads the first page. So when we got this, was up at the top where it reloaded the first page. Okay, it went through, put all this stuff up on the screen, and then I didn't send it to another page, so it went back to the first page. Yeah. I've got OK test, and the only difference between OK test and this is that print R.
Yeah, we don't have that one.
But you can put it in.
Oh, okay.
If you want to see it, if you're happy just seeing it up here, then you're fine. But if you want to put it in yours, you can just put the print R in there.
Okay.
So now I've put everything up. I have posted the fact that I want to look at, I want to make a change to 300. That's what it now knows. Okay? So now I come back up and it comes in at the top again. And so now the print R printed out what I had, which was 300, change, and state 0. And it's now checking and saying, is the state empty? It's not. So I'm taking the else. Okay? And on the else, I am doing, looking at the post of state, which I put a 0 in, so I know it's a 0. And I'm saying, is the case in the case 0? Okay, so it is case 0. So I'm asking the question, is the action set? Well, the action was set. It was set to change. Okay? If an action wasn't set, then I am constructing a message here. And that's basically what I'm doing, is constructing a message. If the action is set, I check and see if I have something in the drive ID. And I end up saying the action starts out with no action was selected, concatenate if I don't have a drive with no drive was entered. So I'll get that double message. If the drive was entered, I just put in the message with a period. I don't quite know why I put in a period, but anyway. And then I go and do first page. If the action was set but the drive wasn't, I say no drive was entered, and I go do the first page with message. Okay? So if you look at first page, as I mentioned when we looked at it, it receives message and puts the message out. Okay? So if I cancel this, I'm just going to cancel it and go through. If I'd hit a submit, okay, at that point, it comes back because I don't have anything for the drive, and it comes back and says no action was selected and no drive was entered. So those are the messages that I'm going to get if I don't put anything in. if I just hit process by not putting anything in. So let's go back to the 300 and the change. Okay. So these are all coming out of first page, because first page puts it up and I enter it in. Okay. So now I say, okay, assuming that I didn't get one of those messages, I'm now at the else there. Okay. And the else is going to check to see what the action is. We know we have a drive because we already checked it up there. We know we have an action because we already checked it up there. We only got to this else if we had a drive and an action. Okay? So now I'm asking, okay, what was the action? Well, it wasn't an ad. So I'm going to go down. It was a change. Okay? So I am coming in where the case is a change. Okay? I do the get the link, and I have a DB connect down further that essentially somewhere in here, there it is. I do the include and the MySQL select database and tell it all that stuff. Okay. So I am back up here at the change. And then I say, okay, now that I've done the connect, select asterisks from drive test where drive number equals drive ID. And I did that two ways. For some reason, you see a lot of these, and I think for some reason, actually, because I used to do it too, and I did it a lot in this program, but you don't have to do all of the concatenated. What I have up here is a way that I can do it where I say, there's a double quote, so I'm saying, select asterisks from dive test, where drive number equals, and then I put a single quote in. Then I end that. Then I say concatenate it with drive ID. Concatenate it with a single quote. So it ends up being the same as I have there, which is drive ID, quote, quote. Okay?
Second way is easier.
Second way is a lot easier. Okay? But you see this out there a lot. And as I said, I was actually trying to be conscientious when I did this. And I even had the single quotes up at the top, I think most places, the way that you'd actually see it. And you see that particular one a lot out in looking at code. Okay, so either way, and I commented out the one and put in the super shorted version too. So either way, so now I say, okay, now I want to know if there was a result, which we always do. So I'm asking if there was a result, and we'll experiment with putting in one that doesn't work eventually. But I've got a result, and then I say, okay, if the result is greater than zero, meaning if something got returned to me, okay, then I am taking and putting whatever was in row 0 into drive number, whatever was in row 1 into drive name, whatever was row 2, and so forth. So I'm putting the things in. Okay, so I now have them set up in a work area. Okay. If there wasn't an ID that worked, so there wasn't any result, then I drop down here and say message does not exist. So if I put in a drive number and I couldn't do the select, I'm going to get the message doesn't exist. Okay, so I then go to data page. Okay, So if result is greater than zero, I do all of this, including go to data page. Else, I put up the message that it doesn't exist. Okay? So I now go to data page. And I am sending it. Okay, now notice this program, I did a lot of sending. So I am sending down, I took all this information in, I stored it in work areas, and I'm sending it all to data page. Okay? So I come down here, and I go to data page. Where's data page? Okay. So in data page, I am setting up. And I'm saying, okay, put these things, make these the value of the page. And I put out the current action, the state, and all of that. I keep all of that. I put out the confirm and the cancel. So we're here. This is data page. Because I have now put out the confirm and the cancel. So I found out there was an ID. I retrieve the information, and right here, I'm putting that information on the form, okay? I had retrieved it earlier. I sent it to data page. Now I'm putting it on the form, okay? And I have a button that says confirm, and over at the side, somehow I managed to put it over on the side, and I should have just hit enter, but anyway. I've got the cancel, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and change last year to 6,000, we'll say. So I'm making the changes here. Okay. Now, I did not, because I could have made this program oodles longer. If you really are doing this, you should then check and make sure that people don't mess it up. And so you should check and make sure there's still a name at the end, that there's still a chair at the end, that last year is there and that it's numeric, and if you have a range that you want to check. And you should do all of the data checking because all of that data could be changed. And your data is your most precious thing. And so you should be checking the data. Now, as I said, I was going to make this program astronomical if I did that, so I didn't. But I'm trusting, and that's a foolish thing to do. Okay? So I put out the confirm. Then I also took and put the drive number into real ID. Okay? And I made the action and the state. Okay? So that I am hiding those so that when I pass, I will have them. Okay, so what you see is there, and then I've got the process button, and then I've also hidden some things that I want to carry with me. Okay, so now I'm going to click on process, and it's coming up with all of these things. So when I hit process, this is what it now has. In the drive name, it has health aid. In the drive chair, and it's got all of those things. Okay? The real ID is 300. The action is change, and the state is 2.
Okay. Last question.
Yep.
If you hit delete, does that delete the entire, last time you,
it hits the entire record. We're going to do that in a few minutes.
It's the entire record, so you won't have no more 300 then.
That's right.
Because last class you told us, the 300 would stay in state, I believe.
No, that's why I do the real ID, is to keep track of if they change the ID.
Yeah. But if you deleted the record,
if you delete it, then you're planning to get deleted.
Okay.
The last one was only a change.
Yep. All right.
And I couldn't change the ID. Okay, so I now am back, and I have the change was canceled, so apparently I hit cancel, which is not what I meant to do. So it got canceled and the change didn't get made. Okay, so I'm going to go through it again. If I say I want 300 and I want to do a change and submit that, and then I will change. It didn't get changed. And I left the cancel there as opposed to changing the confirm. If I put confirm, then it tells me the record was updated. And I've got the 6,000, the continue is confirmed, 300, and state 2 was the state. Okay. So this one got confirmed, and it tells me that. And just to prove it, if I go into 300 and do another change, it comes up with the 6,000. Okay, so just to prove that that happened, that comes up with the 6,000. Now I can change it back to 7,000, confirm it, and it got updated again. Okay, so this was data page. Now look at what I sent down to data page. Where am I? There is where I am. What I sent down to data page was all of the data I had confirmed. Actually, I want to be at the change one, not the delete one, because I just did the change. Okay, so what I sent down to it was all of the data, the word change, the word change record, and the number 2. So the change, that's the information that I sent to it. 2 is the code for change. And I sent that all down. So it received that. Okay, so it received change as the current action. Change record in capitals was header 2, and it received the state. So when I get over here, it wrote header 2, which is the capital type stuff that I sent it, and it saves the current action, and it saves the state in hidden areas so that it could pass it. So it saved the drive number and as real ID, and it saves the current action, and it saves the state. Okay? So then I hit it, and the update is at case 2, and the update is where I am doing the update. And I'm making all of the changes out there and putting it all out there. So the update is where I make the change. And it is case 2, so that's why I make the change. And it is confirm, and if it's confirmed, then I go through and do the update. If it's not confirmed, then I come down and say the change is canceled, which happened accidentally, basically. So that's case 2. If it was case one, I do an insert. If it was case two, I do an update. And if it's case three, I do a delete. So if I come up here with this data and I say I'd like to do an insert, I put in 3, 4, 5. And I say I want to add and submit, and it comes back and tells me state 0, the drive ID is 345, and the action is add. So now I can put in okay, and confirm it, and then process, and 345 has been added, and to see that, I can hit 345 and hit the change, and notice it got added, and the state is 1, okay, the current action is add, it's a confirm, and the real ID is 345. And so I hit submit on a change on that, and it brings up the information. So I know it's there, and I confirm that, or I could cancel it, either one. And now, just one sec, I'm going to go in and cancel that, delete that. So I'm putting 345 and putting in a delete, saying submit. It comes back and tells me the record is deleted. And then I can confirm that. And now I can try to get 345 as a change, and it's not there. It does not exist. Okay, so I added a record, and then I deleted a record. Yes.
So, this, if you add a record, right, there's no way... The states, you said that that was all hidden. So, does each record of those have a state inside there?
I give it a state, and this page.
So there's no way to add. So the user can't add the state because there's no field to add.
No, state is under my control.
Okay, so they can't add a state, but if you want.
And state was probably a bad word for it. I probably should have called it flag or something like that. Because what it was, or indicator or something, it was something that was keeping track of something. I was thinking of it as the state of what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. No,
it's not state as in Massachusetts.
But if you wanted a state as in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, all that, you could keep that hidden if you wanted to?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, if you hit add, you could have it so that when you hit add, a record? No, that's right, because you're filling.
No, you can have, well, what I think you're asking is, could I have other information in an add than a change?
Yeah.
And yeah, if you decided for some reason the change could only change X amount of information, then that's all you show in the change.
You can't add anything, though. Like, if you hit add, it wouldn't pop up. Like, say that you wanted to add a state in there or something else. It can't just pop up another file.
No, if you want to add a field, you got to go back to your program and write the code to add the field. Okay? And go to the structure of the data and throw it in there, and you've got to go through all that's maintenance, basically. You know, there's two kinds of maintenance. What I'm doing here is strictly maintaining the data according to the structure that I've set up for the database. If I want to change the table, then I go in and I have to do the kind of SQL code that allows me to change the table. Okay, to add a field to the table, delete a field from the table, and all those. So, essentially, I am keeping track of things in state. And if you look at it, okay, I've got the state is 0, and pretty much everything is under state is 0. And case 1... is where I do the actual insert and delete and all that sort of stuff. So case zero is where I go to set things up, and then case one is where I end up going to actually do the work. So if I put in again a 300 and I say I want to change it, okay, and then I go in and do a change and I say confirm and process, okay, the state now has picked up a state two, and so I've changed it basically. Okay, so there's case one. There's case two. So case one, I do an insert. Case two, I'm doing a change. And case three, I'm doing a delete. Okay, so this, because I hit the change, it's telling me the state is two. Okay, so this is where I actually go in and do the maintenance on the table. Okay, so I've got an insert. There I am. I have an insert, and I put all of the values in. And I've got a change, which is done with an update. And there's a delete, which is done with the delete. Okay, so I went through and did a delete to get rid of a record. And in all of these, if I hit cancel instead of confirm, I get that the delete was canceled, or that the change was canceled, or that the insert was add was canceled. Okay. So this is a way of updating. Okay, now as I said, the way I've got it written, I'm trusting the user more than I should. I should be putting in checks on it. And, you know, people tend not to do it and to go ahead and let the beta get entered, but they're crazy if they do, because you have to, first of all, you can set up security such that only certain IDs can get access to update programs. And so you only allow certain people to update, because, as I said, your data is your most valuable thing. So only certain people are allowed to update. And then when they do update, it can be very annoying to have these things keep coming back at you. I mean, I was ordering airplane tickets recently, and, you know, I managed to mess it up and keep getting these messages telling me I was screwing it up. Okay. And they're very annoying, but they're also very important, because I did want to go from one place to another, and definitely wanted to go to the right place and all that good stuff. Okay. So I think the print R, as I said, is kind of shows you where you're at, which is why I suggested you put it in. You'd never have it in reality or not. But by putting that in, I can see what the post is. And the post happens each time I hit something like submit or process or something like that. Then it is sending the information to the form and restarting the form and coming in with the new information. And this is shows what the information is. Okay, now your job, the assignment that is really important, other than the one that apparently I duplicated, is I want you to write an update. Now, I'm going to suggest that you use this model, unless you find a model you like and understand better out on the web, but I'm going to suggest you use this model. And you figure out what you want to update. You just use another file. You can't use the same file I did. you can follow it very carefully and, you know, and really just change it. But my feeling is that by going through this and making changes to it, then you've got to follow it and understand it.
You're gonna know what you're changing.
And that's right. So I want you to, and as I said, if you decide to use a different model, then I want you to tell me, show me what model. I want you to give me an address of what model you're using. But we've gone over this one, so my recommendation would be, unless you really understand something else, to follow this particular model. Okay? And do an update. Add, change, and delete all three. And it can be any file that you have. Okay? So a file that you have. Okay? Now, if you use the file, what I would like to do is, you know, you've got to actually thinking about it. Any file you have, I've got to know what the file is. I've got to see the data on the file. Okay, so if you're using a file other than something I have, you got to send me pictures of it as you're doing it. Okay. Because I can run it if I have the file, but actually I can run it from your site. So if I run into trouble, I can just run it from your site. Okay. Questions? This, you know, you really are going to have to go over this. I mean, we went over it, but you really have to go over it and follow it to really understand it. I can't make it completely understandable as I'm standing up here. You've got to do that.
Yeah, you have to put in effort.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So this is where everybody can drop. Effort? Okay.
I like challenges.
Questions? You know, I used these kinds of things, the switches and the confirms and everything, to really try to just, I've got two cases going on, because this really lent itself to case, and I hadn't done a case example, so I wrote this a couple of years ago. And then actually my husband looked at it and said, well, I think that would be better, so he doctored, you know, suggested things to have me doctor it up to keep track of. Because it ends up being hard to keep track of. And so, anyway, questions? In fact, I think he was the one that sent it down to the header. Suggested that I could send down what I wanted to say there as header two, because I was just not putting out something as clear. Okay. I don't think there's anything else unless you have questions.
I'm actually excited. That's a little scary. I said I'm actually excited.
Okay. If you are happy with this, I'm going to just quickly look at arrays. So you're looking at array group first. Okay. Arrays start out real easy. And then there are some really convoluted ways that arrays can be used in PHP. If we look at the very basic one, which is MWGB0. Okay, how many of you have had a raise before?
I've never had
it. Yeah, right. Has anybody not gone or had a raise? Okay, you've had a raise in something, right? Yeah. Okay, then you're fine. Okay. So, if you start out, this is just your basic simple array. And this is your basic output from that array. So I started out and I said department name modified by 0, 1, 2, 3, and I've got that. Okay. And then I said, okay, let's just show those. So I did a for loop that said for count 0, while count is less than 3, and add 1 to count every time. And then I just echoed out department number followed by count equals and the department name that count is pointing to. Okay, so that's just your basic array that you see. Okay, and I didn't just do that, I did. Well, anyway. Okay, so now I can also set the array up with this style. So I can say array, women's, men's, girls, boys, and it assumes that the first one has an index of 0, 1, 2, and 3. So I can set up the array that way, which is an implicit array as opposed to an explicit array where you show what the number is. You're implying what the number is here. Then they have a for each. And the for each says department name, which is the name of the array, as the name. So the name is the individual element in the array. Okay, so department name is the name of the array, and I've given a name to each individual element as I step through the array. And the for each does that. So then if I come down here and say echo out department equals and put the name, as it loops through the for each, it will put out the name. Okay? And I managed to very nicely close this. Okay, come on. History. No. Yeah, that's what it is. Shouldn't it be coming up with a list of things? It does at home. Shouldn't this be coming up with a list? What am I doing wrong?
Oh yeah, you mean where you've been before, and you should be able to click on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Otherwise, the beginning was the same.
Why wasn't it doing that? What did I do wrong that made it decide not to do that? Okay, so now it's showing out, and then I said the first one is going to have an index of 0, so I put out the first one separately. Okay, but so I can use the array as individual things, or if I want to see everything, I can use the word for each. And as I said, the name stands for the individual line that I'm currently on. And it's going to go through everything in the array. Okay. Okay, and the next for each is what? Okay, if I decided that I wanted to have the first thing with an index of 1, because they actually had meaningful numbers, and you don't usually it's psychologically not a good plan to define a department as the 0 department. Okay, so you can throw in invalid, and that takes care of the 0, and then you can go 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. And on this one, I printed it out as a table, so I said print or echo the UL, and then I did the LIs, and when I'm all done with the for each, I put out the close of the UL. Okay. So that's kind of interesting. So if I go and do this one, and I think the only difference was I wrote list here. Okay. So there's the list that came out. And if I go down here and do a view page source, okay, you can see that it included the UL and includes all the LIs. And so that's the view that it gets, because remember what you're doing is the print UL is because you want to send that down to the browser so that it knows it's supposed to do a UL. Okay, so when I tell it, okay, print UL, then it sends the UL down to the browser, and then when I tell it to put out department equals and the department name, it sends that down to the browser as well. Okay. So all of that goes down to the browser. It's kind of interesting sometimes to look at the view source as you're doing this stuff and kind of see what it's doing. This one had a function in it, so I was getting something, okay? So this one would require an HTML in front of it, and the HTML was there because I am taking in the department number from another source. And if you see the get of the post like that, then you know it's coming from another source. Or that it's further down in the page is something that is sending it up, but you know the data is being sent. Okay? So on this one, I have an HTML page that actually takes in the department number and then calls this page. So it specifically calls this page, and the department number gets set over and assigned there. And then I can print out whatever department name that department number relates to. Okay. But an HTML page is sending it over, and the HTML page is out there. Let's see. This is array function. Let's see if we can find an HTML page that looks promising. Send array function. That looks promising. And it has, okay, place to put in the department number. When I hit submit, since I've given it an action, it executes the action, which is to call that page. If I don't give it an action, then it just reloads the current page. Okay? But if I give it an action, it calls that page. And it will send, using the get method, the information on the form. Okay? So I'm sending, using the get method, the information on the form. Questions? Okay, then there's a debug one that just goes through the debug of the print R and a dump. And we saw those in another example that I did, but these are, I used the print R in this example that we just went through a lot to show the information. And the bare dump also dumps the information. So if we want to look at this, this is called debug tools. Okay, so those are the two different ways that it returns information. The print R is the first line, and the second line is the variable dump. And it just shows all of the stuff. So it says there's four elements in the array, and so forth. Now, interestingly enough, you can get away with not putting the actual number in there. And it will still work. Okay, based on position. Okay, the dump adds the information about how long the field is and that sort of thing. But I think, I don't know why I like the print R better, but the print R. And if you put pre around the print R, then it shows it going down like this, as opposed to going across.
Put what in front of it?
Pre.
So you do pre-print?
Yeah, if I go in here and I put in pre, and then close pre, okay, syntax error. Yeah, sorry. My problem was the pre and close pre are HTML, and I wasn't thinking. You have to get out of the PHP, go back. It's okay. I did do it in one of the examples. I wasn't thinking about the fact that I was going back to HTML. You could also set up a here doc so that you go in and do it with a print. But there was one example I did that in. Let me go and see if I can find it now. I think I did that in the function group. Good. Yeah. There's where I did it. And it's a pain in the neck. But you, basically, I was in HTML here. And then I switched over to PHP to do the print R, and then I went back, closed the PHP, went back to HTML, and so forth. So you can do that if you have a desire to see the format in a different way, but I think the going across works just fine, and the print R works doing that. Okay, but that's an example of what I meant by the pre. And I'm in array group first. I think all, most of the rest of them are variations on that. A two-dimensional array. I'm going to look at two-dimensional original. And this is a two-dimensional array so that I have, and I didn't take in the information, I just hard-coded it. So I said 1 and 3. So 1 and 3 are going to get me that particular one. Okay, because I'm saying the indexes from city is 1, to city is 2. And looking down here, I know that I'm using from city as the first index and to city as the second index. Okay, so that's the 1, that's the 3. And so I go into 1 and 3 and I get it. Okay, so I said go to the fair array. Use the from city as the first index, so that's coming down here to the ones, and then the to city as the second index, so the 1, 3 gets me the 525. Okay. And I obviously can do that, although that's not terribly practical to hard code it in, but I can obviously hard code it. Now, the other way that I can write a two-dimensional array is, I think up in this top one, fair to dim, yeah. I can write it that way as well. Okay. So, 2, 1 in that one is going to get me. This is the 0, 1, 2, so that's going to get me that. And then 2, 1, this is 0, this is 1, so that's going to get me that. Okay. So I can write the array going across like that as well. I have mixed feelings about this. This is, I think, a lot harder for somebody just picking it up. And the other one where the numbers are actually there makes it clear what's what. If I need to change the fares or something like that, and I need to change them, it's a lot easier to make a change. It's a pain in the neck to write, but it's a lot easier to go into my code and make a change than it is to go into my code and make a change here. So this one is, what is this? Fares to dim. Not the comma. Okay, so there's the 915.89 that we had figured out that we were going to get by having 2, 1. Okay, and this time I didn't set these up, but obviously I could have set these up as variables and then used the variables. And then these are just variations on the theme. This one has the from city and the to city, so I did set it up as variables here. And I think it's 3 that I, yeah. Okay, so here I have the information coming in from externally. Okay, so I'm saying I've got an HTML out there someplace that is sending me the from city and the to city. I then set up an array that was the from place. I set up an array that's the to place, and then I set up the array that's the phase. So then I can say, okay, show me from city to city, you're flying from, and I put out the from city, you're flying to, and I put out the to city. And the fare is, and I am using the fare that I took and saying that's the fare. Okay, where's Baku? I always have to ask this. Anybody know where Baku is? It's the capital of Azerbaijan.
I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, I didn't either. My daughter came home and said, I'm going to be spending the summer in Baku. And I said, where? So anyway. Okay. We are done. Okay. As I told you before, I'm not in next week. We'll have an open lab in this room. Lindsay will be here. So if you're far behind, she can help get caught up. But Tuesday and Thursday are going to be open labs from 9:30 to 3.
In this room?
In this room. Tuesday and Thursday are open labs from 9:30. Okay. Well, it's a good thing to just come anyway to force you to fill it up, but you're right.
You know, you if I do it and I have a question and I'm by myself, I'd be like, damn, I wish I was sitting next to someone right now.
Right, exactly. I mean, if all of you come, then you can just talk to each other and, you know,
help each other
and get caught up.
Yeah, only one person comes, and nobody's, she'll be here.
Right. But if everybody comes and you kind of all work together, it makes a lot of sense. It is. It's easier to be able to ask the people questions and all that good stuff.
See ya.